I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, why there will be at least one writer cheering in the press box at the Super Bowl. But first, this week the National Football League Players Association announced a grant of $100 million to fund a study designed to diagnose, treat, and prevent injuries in active and retired players. The study conducted at Harvard University will take 10 years. Dr. Lee Nadler, Dean for Clinical and Translational Research at Harvard Medical School, spoke this week about the intention of the research.
We don't want to lessen this sport. We don't want to make the sport not exciting anymore. But there are ways of making sure that the player's health is well attended to. I think that's our objective.
According to Dr. Nadler, the benefits of the Harvard Integrated Program to protect and improve the health of NFLPA members will not be limited to NFLPA members.
There are millions of young people who play football. There are lots and lots of other people who play contact sports, hockey, girls soccer, etc., that are equally dangerous in many ways. And what we learn will also help them.
One group that's very interested in the planned study is the Retired Players Association. Joining me now is Minnesota Vikings legend and NFL Hall of Famer Carl Eller, who heads the association. Mr. Eller, welcome to Only a Game.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
And I'm also joined by Dr. Laura Alberton of the Scripps Medical Group in San Diego. She's a member of the association's board. Dr. Alberton, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Carl, it's no secret that many former NFL players have to live with the after effects of injuries from their playing days. What are some of the most serious concerns you hear about from the members of the Retired Players Association?
Well, there's a myriad of concerns. Of course, a lot of them are physical, you know, like orthopedic type issues, and then later on with other age issues related to mental health or dementia, things like that. But early on, they basically suffer from what I call heroism, and that is to be able to transfer effectively from their playing days into a career after they're off the field. And that's an area that I think we should really look at seriously.
Dr. Alberton, the plans for the study at Harvard are wide-ranging. Brain injuries and concussions have been in the news, of course, a lot the last couple of years. What are some of the most serious issues you see in former players beyond the head injuries?
Because they have been so indestructible, oftentimes diagnoses of diabetes or hypertension, heart disease, strokes, things along those lines get ignored until they become more problematic. So I think it's also important to have an all-encompassing approach, which sounds like Dr. Nadler's group is planning on doing. And it's important to educate the players about their medical as well as mental health.
Carl, at a press conference on Thursday, the NFL Players Union presented the results of an internal survey which showed that a majority of the players are not satisfied with the way their teams manage injuries and that they do not trust their team's medical staffs. How should the league address that?
The Players Association is really in conflict with us, the retired players, because we feel that we can offer many, you know, benefits to the current players that will affect them later in life, and that, in fact, we have an appeal against the Players Association for that very fact. But what happens is that they don't really look at how this affects the player long term. We're looking to have more input. We want to be more in control of our own health and our own issues, and we would like to see this more retired player directed.
Even so, the idea that the current players don't trust the medical staffs on their own teams, was it that way when you were an active player as well?
No, I don't think so. We relied on our medical advice almost, 100%. And there was very rarely something like a second opinion. Now, that might have been to our own demise to a certain extent because, you know, you hear a lot of players talk about where they never were warned or they were never aware of the possible long-term damage from things like concussions and stuff like that. So it's probably a good sign, at least that they are investigating into their own health.
Dr. Alberton, what's the best-case scenario in terms of results for this study from your perspective as a physician?
The best-case scenario would be that we can identify people who are at risk or players who are at risk of injury and try to prevent those injuries. And then once they've had a certain injury, be able to give them a future perspective on what the long-term consequences of an injury could be. But I think ultimately preventing detrimental lifelong consequences of loving and playing a sport.
One thing I wanted to add to that is I know that most people will talk about, you know, the skill, the weight, the size, the speed of these athletes today, but what's missing is the fundamental soundness of the game itself, the basics of football. I think they're taking risk as they play the game. That's where I think a lot of the danger is, and it results in injuries that are unnecessary.
Hall of Famer Carl Eller was a member of the famed Purple People Eaters defense of the Minnesota Vikings in the 1960s and 70s, and he is the head of the Retired Players Association. Carl, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Well, thank you for having us on.
Dr. Laura Alberton of the Scripps Medical Group in San Diego is a member of the Retired Players Association's board. Dr. Alberton, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.